Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The issue before the Supreme Court is very specifically about that procedural question: should the Attorney General have been allowed to intervene at such a late stage after the courts had already struck down the law twice, or did the Sixth Circuit get it right and he shouldn't have been allowed to intervene?
Attorney Heather Getnarek with the ACLU of Kentucky explains oral arguments the Supreme Court heard yesterday involving a 2018 Kentucky abortion law that bans a medical abortion method used after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The issue before the court involves the role of the state's Republican Attorney General, Daniel Cameron. The House on Tuesday cleared legislation to raise the debt limit into early December, ensuring that the nation doesn't default on its debts next week. The temporary measure will only offer lawmakers a brief reprieve from the partisan impasse. Another stopgap measure to fund the government also expires on December 3rd. Former President Barack Obama will campaign with Virginia Democratic gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, who is in a tight race with Republican Glenn Youngkin. Obama will join McAuliffe on October 23rd in Richmond. Americans' trust in President Biden has eroded as they've slowed their expectations for how quickly they can get back to their pre-pandemic lives, according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. The survey specifically measured Americans' trust in Biden to provide them with accurate information on COVID-19. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We don't get too glum around here. Even if things look challenging, our view and his view is that he was elected to continue to press forward and address the challenges the American people are facing.
The California Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the oil spill that occurred off Huntington Beach this month. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said authorities from his office will work to determine the cause of the spill and what could have been done to prevent it. U.S. Coast Guard Officer Steve Stromer talked about restoring birds that were damaged from the oil spill.
They have their own room. They have especially quiet in there. So we're trying to get them healthy and back on the beach as soon as we can.
ICE agents will no longer conduct mass raids on workplaces where undocumented immigrants are employed, according to a new order by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Finally, more than 135 people were arrested outside the White House protesting a climate emergency and calling for the end to fossil fuel projects.
This is our stolen land!
Justice.
More climate protests are planned in Washington throughout the week as part of a mobilization dubbed People vs. Fossil Fuels. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.